Today, we'll spend several hours visiting the Latrun Junction, where you'll find tanks, great wine, and a venerated shrine. The Latrun Junction at Route 1, about 30 minutes from Tel Aviv or Jerusalem, offers the visitor a number of interesting sites to explore. So today we'll visit a military museum and a war memorial, a monastery, and an important archaeological site. It's also a good day for a picnic, so let's pack some sandwiches and hit the road. We'll pick up some refreshments a bit later. Latrun is located in the Ayalon Valley, which has significant strategic, biblical, and historical significance. It is here that the sun and moon stood still while Joshua ben Nun battled the Amorites, where King David fought the Philistines and Judah Maccabee defeated the Seleucids. The Ayalon Valley is also where the Roman Empire's 5th Legion encamped during its siege of Jerusalem. Later, Arab, Crusader, and Mamluk armies conquered the valley, and in 1917, it saw decisive battles between Australian Battalion of the British Army and Ottoman forces. It has been said that whoever controlled Latrun controlled the road to Jerusalem. For this reason, the Ayalon Valley, and Latrun specifically, became an important battlefront for Israel's quest for independence, and again in 1967 during the Six-Day War. Our first stop will be the Armour War Memorial in the old British police fortress, where you'll find a large array of tanks, half-trucks, and other armored vehicles. Many of these are of World War II vintage. Others have seen battle during the Suez Crisis in 1956, the 1967 and 1973 wars, and most interestingly, some Soviet armor from Arab armies captured by the Israeli armed forces. The site also includes an amphitheater where military ceremonies and memorials are held. The police fortress was built by the British government in 1940 for purposes of self-defense and because of its strategic location as a base to operate forces in the region. The British Army evacuated the fortress on May 14, 1948, and 4 days thereafter the Jordanian Legion took control of it, blocking the road to Jerusalem. Israeli forces attempted to capture the Latrun Fortress in 5 separate unsuccessful attacks in an effort to lift the siege entrapping the 100,000 residents of Jerusalem. These bloody battles cost the lives of 142 Jewish soldiers whose names are engraved on Latrun's Wall of Names along with fallen soldiers from other wars and recent victims of terror. Computers inside the museum provide additional information on the lives of the soldiers, some of whom had arrived just days before immigrant ships from Europe to fight at Latrun. It was only during the Six-Day War that the Israel Defense Forces were able to capture the fortress. Existing bullet holes and bomb craters in its walls are clear evidence of the ferociousness of this battle. While visiting the war memorial, you have no doubt admired the beautiful monastery across the road. The Latrun Monastery, also known as the Monastery of the Silent Monks, has gardens and a church that is open to the public. You may want to schedule your visit to the monastery to coincide with one of the Saturday concerts, which are held inside the church. The church can be called at 08-922-0065. If your visit to the monastery is not on a day of a concert, your visit may probably be a short one, perhaps long enough to purchase in the gift shop a bottle of wine or some olive oil harvested from the grove in the front garden. The monks are Trappists, part of the Catholic Church's Benedictine order, which was established in Italy in the 6th century. Abbot Paul Suma is the driving force behind the winery and has been living at Latrun since 1945. Unfortunately, the winery itself, which is a maze of chambers, halls, and cloisters, is not open to the public. The monastery has over 400 dunams of vineyards on its grounds, which are accessible by car on a dirt road as you exit to the left from the driveway. Today, the winery produces about 300,000 bottles annually, including many varieties of Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Pinot Noir, and Blanc. Now that your appetite has been whetted, it's time to stroll through the wine shop to pick out one of your favorite selections. Returning to the main road, we turn right, following the signs to Modi'in. Drive under the viaduct of Route 1 to Canada Park, where you can now enjoy your wine and picnic lunch. It'll just take a few minutes to get there. Canada Park has numerous hiking and walking trails, as well as a very well-paved road on the east side, which snakes through the mountainous forest planted by KKL and JNF. During the winter months, you can also explore its springs and water channels. After your visit, backtrack about half a kilometer to the entrance of Emmaus Nicopolis. Most drivers proceeding down the Tel Aviv-Jerusalem Highway, Route 1, fail to notice the impressive ruins of two basilicas nestled between the evergreen trees. During the Byzantine period, Emmaus Nicopolis was established as an episcopal see, with two basilicas being built at the presumed place of Christ's meeting with his disciples. Subsequent Persian and Arab invasions destroyed the basilicas, but they again were rebuilt by the Crusaders in the 12th century. With the conquest of the Crusaders, the Christian presence at the site disappeared, and it was not until 1878 that the Carmelite convent of Bethlehem acquired Emmaus Nicopolis. Subsequently, the site became an important place of pilgrimage, and in 1993 its care was entrusted to the community of the Beatitudes. The significance of Emmaus Nicopolis to Christianity lies in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 35. It is there said that two of them went that day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 160 stadia, and they talked together of all these things that had happened. And it came to pass that while they commuted together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And it came to pass, as he had sat and meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. As you enter the front gate of Emmaus Nicopolis, note the long and beautifully preserved basilica. This is a remnant of the Crusader church that was constructed upon the remains of the Byzantine basilica, which itself was apparently built over a Roman house. Below that strata, archaeologists believe that they have discovered a lair dating back to the reign of King Herod. To its right is the southern apse with a reliquary niche, while to the left is the baptistry chapel with a well-preserved baptistry font in the shape of a cross. Scattered around the site are remains of mosaics, some of which include Greek inscriptions, as well as an area of ancient tombs. Ossuaries, which are limestone bone boxes, are found in some of these tombs and attest to a Jewish presence at Emmaus during the Herodian period. You can also visit the building on the hill built in the 1930s, which houses the finest mosaics from the site. In antiquity, the site was noted as a place of delicious waters, a pleasant oasis. The name Emmaus derives from the Hebrew word hamot, meaning hot sources or springs. In the 3rd century, the city was given the new name Nicopolis, City of Victory in Greek. Though hot springs are not visible at the site, you will recall that the adjacent area, which is today Canada Park, has active springs flowing to this day. Concluding your visit, you can easily return to Route 1 for the drive to Jerusalem or Tel Aviv. Thanks for joining me today at the Latrun Junction.